From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. A suicide bomber blew himself up in a Shiite mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia Friday, killing at least 19 people. The Islamic State militant group claimed responsibility for the attack, which comes amid mounting Sunni-Shiite sectarian tensions across the Arab world due to conflicts in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Amateur video showed Saudi rescue workers arriving at the Imam Ali Shiite Mosque in Qatif as worshippers mulled around the entrance to the building and victims of the blast were being carried out. Pictures posted on social media showed injured or dead victims in blood-soaked clothes being taken to ambulances parked outside. Saudi Grand Mufti Abdulaziz al-Sheikh, the country's top religious leader, told Saudi TV that the attackers were trying to inflame sectarian tensions. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Rights group Amnesty International says it has gathered overwhelming evidence that Ukrainian forces, pro-government militias, and anti-government separatists have tortured or mistreated prisoners, describing it as widespread and frequent. Amnesty released a report Friday detailing information from interviews with former captives of both the separatists and government forces. It said accounts of detainee torture are as commonplace as they are shocking. Amnesty called on Ukrainian authorities to investigate all allegations of war crimes and other abuses and bring to justice those responsible. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama has reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to Israel's security, speaking at one of Washington's largest Jewish synagogues Friday. Mr. Obama stressed that his administration is committed to preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon.
The deal that we already reached with Iran has already halted or rolled back parts of Iran's nuclear program. Now we're seeking a comprehensive solution. I will not accept a bad deal. This deal will have my name on it, so nobody has a bigger personal stake in making sure that it delivers on its promise.
The president said he wants a deal that imposes unprecedented inspections on all aspects of Iran's nuclear program to detect any cheating. He also outlined his administration's response to the resurgence of anti-Semitism in Europe. An outbreak of cholera has killed 29 Burundian refugees who fled to Tanzania to escape political unrest at home. The UN Refugee Agency said Friday that two Tanzanians have also died in an outbreak that has affected 3,000 people in the Kangunga area near Lake Tanganyika. Officials have brought in clean water, medicine, and other supplies to halt the outbreak. Meanwhile, anti-government protests continued in Burundi's capital Friday. VOA's Central Africa Service reports demonstrators tried to gather in central Bujumbura, but were blocked by police. U.S. federal prosecutors have charged the chairman of Temple University's physics department in connection with an alleged scheme to provide sensitive technology to China. Xi Xiaojing, a naturalized U.S. citizen who was born in China, is facing charges of wire fraud. Prosecutors have accused the 47-year-old of seeking prestigious appointments in China in exchange for providing data on electronics technology invented by a U.S. company. She faces up to 80 years in prison and a $1 million fine if convicted. A key measure of U.S. inflation shows consumer prices rose 0.1% in April as falling energy costs were offset by rising prices for shelter and medical care. Friday's report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics said prices gained 0.3% in the overall economy, excluding the food and energy sectors where prices are often more volatile. A senior U.S. diplomat says Myanmar's Muslim Rohingya, who have been fleeing poverty and persecution in the country, should have a path to citizenship as a way to help solve the current humanitarian crisis in the region. The uncertainty that comes with not having any status is one of the things that may drive people to leave, said U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.